Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 327. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Mary Lou Lord. That song is called My Buddy Valentine, and that is the single from her new album, Backstreet Angels, which came out back in February of this year. I believe she self-released that album, and it's something you can pick up online, and it's worth the price of admission there. Mary Lou Lord is always one of those artists that I thought, hey, if I just meet, we'd probably get along pretty well. And oddly enough, I ran into her a few years ago. I was at a scooter rally north of Boston, where she lives, and we were all riding by, and then there's this gal that shows up on a little Honda, like CB125 or something small like that, and joins in on the ride and follows us back to the campground. And indeed, it was Mary Lou Lord, and she is just as wonderful as I thought she would be. So, hey, I'm sharing. I've got lots of music this week, and some of it's all over the place, so let's just jump into it. This is Diet Sig with the song Sleep Talk.
Girl,
That's a nice little set there, wasn't it? We ended things off with The School with the song I Will See You Soon. That is on the album Wasting Away and Wondering, which isn't due out until September 4th on Elephant Records. The band out of Cardiff, Wales, definitely their best album. Just a very good indie pop record with lots and lots of horns and glockenspiel and things that make me happy. They just played the Indie Tracks Festival last weekend up in the Midlands of the UK, a festival I went to last year and loved thoroughly. And I was very sad that I couldn't go this year. So many wonderful bands. I'm going to have to make it back to that one. But there's so many festivals, so many places to go, so many bands to see. Before that, we heard from Gal Pals with the song Ex-Marionette. That is on the album Velvet Rut, which came out February of this year on Paper Cup Music. That's a band from Los Angeles. And before that, we heard from Diet Sig with the song Sleep Talk, and that is the A-side of the band's new single. Doesn't come out until September 18th on vinyl on Father Daughter Records, but I think you can get that digitally now. A band, of course, from upstate New York there. Surely they're going to have an album out at the end of the year. They started with the EP earlier, got a single now. Album soon, I bet. They are on tour, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. An odd collection there, I think, in some ways, but that's just how the Too Much Rock podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into more music now. This is a song by the band Camera Shy. It's called Take Your Time.
Thank you. much of higher learning, but it's all behind her now. She drinks her milk from a cardboard box, but she drinks it with a crazy straw.
Fun, right? Who doesn't like clever wordplay and songs about butts? That is Michael Sherwood and Christian Nesmith. Yes, that Nesmith, that is the son of Michael Nesmith of the Monkees with the song Sally's Ass. That is on the album Groovy Lemon Pie, which came out June 8th. I think they self-released that one. The duo based out of Los Angeles, and an album that owes a lot to Matthew Sweet and to XTC especially, and even in the weirder, darker moments, some Peter Gabriel as well. It's got some nice moments in there. Before that, we heard from Camera Shy with the song Take Your Time. That's on the album Camera Shy that came out on Run for Cover on July 17th. And it's an album of sweet little indie pop there. Some of the songs are better than others, but there's some highlights in there that you probably want to check out. Find it on a streaming service. Give it a listen. Find out if you enjoy it. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 327. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Munch Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, this Friday, three shows coming up in Kansas City that interest me. Radke is playing at the Record Bar, and that's with Amanda X. Should be a great show, maybe a little too crazy for me, though. Schwervon is playing with Arnold Crispin Glover on the 31st at Harling's, and that's probably where you'll find me. Though also that night is Stonehaven playing at the Riot Room, so if you're interested in some Viking metal that is I think, a benefit for kitties. No kidding. You can go to that show as well. Looking forward, I'm really hoping to get back to Boston for the Chumped show at Middle East. A couple of other bands playing that one that I really would like to see. Looking forward, the 28th, 7 Seconds is playing at the Record Bar. On the 30th, Swerve Driver at the Record Bar. On September 10th, Feedlar at the Bottleneck. Diet Sig playing the 14th at the Record Bar. That's part of a larger tour that probably is coming to your city. If they're coming to mine, they're coming to yours. On the 18th, The Cry is playing at the Riot Room, and that is a band that I am so excited to see, as their album last year made my top 30 list, and they had the Song of the Year last year. Such a very good, glammy, power pop sort of band. And on the 20th, Best Coast at the Record Bar, and the 25th, Addicts are playing at the Riot Room, and that's with Sister Mary Rotten Crotch and Stiff Middle Finger and someone else as well. I can't forget who, but Punkaraka. On the 28th is the Plaza Art Fair, including John Velge and a number of other artists, but I definitely want to catch John on that one. And looking into October, Built to Spill coming, Kraftwerk, Broncho, that Boys Life Giants Chair show of Montreal, all sorts of things coming to the city. But we've got months to wait there. Let's not rush into October. We're still wrapping up July, right? Speaking of wrapping things up here, I need to do that. I told you I was out of time, and I've just been blathering on. But if you look at the Too Much Rock website, I did post a video and photographs of the Rev Gusto, Tuffies, and Dreamgirls show that happened last Saturday at Harling's. So check that one out and check those bands out. All very good, sort of breezy 70s pop of various flavors, I suppose. Anyway, one last track. Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way. I'm going to play something by the Pop Guns. This song is called Still Waiting for the Winner, and it is the title track of a new EP that comes out July 31st on Matinee Records. This was one of the standout tracks from last year's album. It's nice to hear it get the singles treatment, though the other three songs on the EP, a little slow, and I don't know, they kind of feel like outtakes to me. But this one here was a very solid song, and it was very nice to have this Brighton, UK band back after a long hiatus. They too played the Indie Tracks Festival over the weekend as surprise secret acoustic show inside of one of the merch tents. So anyway, this is the Pop Guns with the song Still Waiting for the Winner. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Friday night outside the Grand, a wedding disco band plays Boogie Wonderland. In the darkness by the sea, the guys are smoking weed, huddled from the breeze. If you're still waiting for the winter, that you